always with a special speaker. We do it at the end and take an offering at the end. Amen. Now that puts the pressure on the guy, see? If he does good, it'll be a good offering. If he does bad, it'll be a bad offering. So it puts the pressure on the guy, man, do good. We have a missionary with a presentation. We'll take an offering at the normal time. We have a guest speaker. We always do that at the end of the hour. So, Brother Kevin, we're going to turn it over to you. He has been, well, just started today, conducting a school preaching revival. We had the whole school today in the chapel session. Now, tomorrow and Friday, it will be the junior, senior high school only. They had a great time today, had a good time with the activities this afternoon. This fella, number one, he loves the Lord. Number two, he loves people. So does his family. I had the privilege of having lunch today with Kevin and KW, his boy, his oldest son, and servant spirit. And this the spirit that typifies this family. They got a servant's heart and attitude. So we're glad that they're here. Brother Kevin, I'm going to turn it over to you. Now, we have a lapel mic for when you get ready to preach, or a handheld, whatever you want to use. I'll put it up here. Come on up and introduce your family, and y'all do what you're going to do. We'll be glad to hear you. Amen.
Well, it's good to be here tonight. I tell you what, I can't think of any other place I'd rather be on Wednesday night or Monday or Tuesday or Thursday. Thought I got shot right there, I'm telling you. Yes, indeed, that'll wake you up. How many of you would rather be here than in jail? Amen. That's for sure. Some of you look like you just got out, so I'm glad that you made it here. A little plug-in for Rock of Ages Prison Ministry. Amen. That's for sure. All righty. Everybody ready? Ready as we can be? All right. We're going to play one here. We've had 18 requests for, and two of them were again it, and 16 are for it, and so we're going to sing it anyhow. So here we go. Are you ready, Joe? Got to get capoed in that third fret. All right.
I once walked this lonesome road with a great and heavy load, burdened by the shackles of my sin. Till I heard the Savior say, God will take your sins away. Repent, my friends, and turn your face towards Him. I'll break the chains that bind, I'll loose the scales that bind, I'll give you life, give you joy, I'll ease your mind. And then when your life is over, I'll call you home to heaven. Show them unto me, I'll break the chains that bind. I did not come on that day, I'd rather live my life my way. So further down in darkness did I fall. No longer could I cope, and I lost all strength and hope. But once again I heard the Savior call. Crying, save my soul, Lord, please. Jesus heard my painful, desperate sound. His blood cleansed my soul pure white. I'm now guiltless in His sight. Glory to His name, I'm heaven bound. I'll break the chains that bind, I'll loose the scales that blind. I'll give you life, give you joy, I'll ease your mind. And then when your life is over, I'll call you home to heaven. Show come unto me, I'll break the chains that bind. Come unto me, I'll break the chains that bind.
Well, as preacher said, we're the walkers of Roundup Ministries, trying to round up some souls to be saved, trying to round up some soul winners to search, some strays to get back into service, and some students for Bible college. As we try to travel this country, do the work of the Lord that God's called us to do, trying to throw a rope of hope to a lost and dying world. I hope you'll pray for us as we travel in the foyer. We've got some of our materials and a prayer card there. I'd appreciate you picking up one of our prayer cards and pray for the Walkers and introduce the clan here to you. At this time on my left is Joseph Carl. He's my youngest, and he's playing the mandolin. He's 11 years old. And many of you, I know, were praying for us when we went through our accident not long ago, and I appreciate that. And we're doing a whole lot better, and I don't know if you're aware of it, but not long ago we almost lost Joe, and he is in a terrible situation there. Almost lost. He loves to ride horses. He's my little cowboy, and he got on a horse, and that horse got away from him. And I mean, he had both hands on that saddle horn, and his feet was just a flopping, and we thought that we was going to lose him, get trampled. And I tell you, if it hadn't have been for the manager of Walmart came out and unplugged that horse, we would have lost him. And so we're glad to have him with us tonight, that's for sure. And so he survived. Praise the Lord. And then on my far right is KW, and he's 11. He's been 11 for about 4 years. And he's 15, playing acoustic guitar bass. Then my daughter Jeannie Mae on the banjo. And then my lovely wife, my sweet baby honey mama sugar booger, right here, Loretta Jean. And she's my girlfriend. She's from West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
She has all of her original teeth and her shoes on tonight. Amen? That's right. And everybody's been asking what she play. I've been thinking about getting her maybe a kazoo or maybe a washboard or just anything, you know, because we all got instruments. But I was teased one night about maybe getting her a corn liquor jug. And I was preaching in Wildomar, California for Brother Bruce Goddard. And he had some hillbilly members, and they showed up, made a special presentation, and had a little miniature corn liquor jug that they gave her. And I tell you what, she's been going to play it, but she keeps filling it back up. She says that that helps her sing better. And so you pray for her. We've been trying to get her over the habit so she could empty it and play it real well. So you pray for her about that, if you would. All right. So anyhow, are you ready? Okay. I got to get in the right key here. Thank you for that little cue. Okay. That helps. Are you ready? This song's been requested too, and it's been requested by some folks that are tired and weary, rugged, wore out. The preacher around here just wearing you slap out with everything that's going on. And so this is just for you. You come home at night, sit down for a bite, and you're wore out. You go crawl into bed and you sleep like you're dead, 'cause you're wore out.
In the morning you wake up and you can't seem to get up, 'cause you're wore out.
But when we get to heaven with Jesus the King, 10 million years and still fresh as the spring, we'll be happy and free, and our bodies will never be wore out.
You wake up on Sunday and you're afraid to see Monday, 'cause you're wore out.
Oh, you go sit down at church and your back starts to hurt, 'cause it's wore out.
Ooh.
The choir starts to sing and you can't feel a thing, 'cause you're wore out.
I'm tired. You pray sermon and song won't last too long, 'cause you're wore out.
But when we get to heaven with Jesus the King, 10 million years and still fresh as the spring, we'll be happy and free, and our bodies will never be wore out.
You go out for a drive in your car with your wife, but she's wore out.
The car, that is.
Your wife starts to worry and tells you not to hurry, this car's wore out.
Slow down!
Pray for him, his voice is changing.
You don't know where you're at, and the tire has gone flat, 'cause it's wore out.
Oh no!
From the sound of the motor, we'll soon have to tow her, 'cause it's wore out.
The car, that is.
But when we get to heaven with Jesus the King, 10 million ewes and still fresh as the spring, we'll be happy and free, and our bodies will never be wore out. But when we get to heaven with Jesus the King, 10 million ewes and still fresh as the spring, we'll be happy and free, and our bodies will never be wore out.
I was supposed to do something now. I'm so excited for all the children here, both in body and in mind, because Gabby's coming out tonight. How about it, boys and girls? Would you like to see our puppet Gabby tonight? Yes, ma'am. Oh, there, right there is one taker. Good, okay. He's a little shy, so sometimes we have to help him come out by saying, come on out, Gabby. So on the count of three, I want you to say it with me. Ready? One, two, three. Come on out, Gabby. Uh-oh, he's still too shy to come out. One more time. One, two, three. Come on out, Gabby.
Man, this old man up here is having a hard time getting me out. How you doing?
Hey, good looking. Now, Gabby, be nice to Miss Loretta.
Okay. Hey, I thought we was in a children's service. I see all these old people. Are we in a nursing home? Somebody give Brother Griffin back there some oxygen. He don't look like he's going to make it. Now, Gabby, he's gasping for breath, and all he did was take the offering. Now, Gabby.
Gabby, now you're supposed to be nice, okay? Be good.
Yeah, I'm trying, but you're working my mouth.
Now, Gabby, right, now let's get on with it here. What have you been doing?
I've been hunting. I've been bear hunting. Yep, I went with Brother Angel. You all don't know that, but I did. Yep, I was his bodyguard. You should have seen him climb the tree when that bear come. Good thing I was there to pick up that bow, shoot that bear. Took a long time to get him out of that tree. I had the bear field dressed, gutted, drugged to the road before he ever come down.
Not Gabby.
And you know what else we did?
Well, what else did you do?
We stopped by Echo Mountain on the way home. Oh, man, that was a lot of fun.
You stopped by Echo Mountain?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you do there?
Well, we got out, and we walked over there to the edge of the canyon, and you know what the preacher did?
What'd he do?
He reared back, and as loud as he could, he said, "Hello!" And then you know what happened?
What happened?
The echo answered back, "Hello!" So he thought he'd try it again. And so he got up there, and he said, "Baloney!" And the echo didn't say nothing. So he thought, "I'll try it again." So he got up there and said, "I'm the best-looking dude in all of Illinois!" And the echo said, "Baloney!"
Gabby.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Now, Gabby, I can't believe this. You don't need to pick on men of God like that. They don't grow on trees.
I know. They hang from them. That's what Brother Don told me anyway.
Now, listen.
He was talking about the preacher today.
Now, Gabby.
Isn't that what you said? He said, "I need a raise. This preacher's starving me out."
Gabby, you're going to get us in trouble.
Well, it's not me. He's the one that's saying it, buddy. He's the one.
Now, Gabby, listen, this is Wednesday night Bible study, and so why don't you maybe teach the boys and girls some things? Do you know anything about the Bible, any stories about the Bible?
Oh, yeah. I know all the stories of the Bible.
Well, what's your favorite story?
Yeah, I love Noah and the Three Bears. Yep, Noah and the Three Bears. That's one of my favorites.
Noah and the Three Bears.
Yeah, you know it too? And I like Jonah and the Ark. Yep, Jonah and the Ark. That's another good one. I like that one real well.
Gabby, I think you're all mixed up.
Oh, no, I'm not. See, I'll tell you the story. This story comes from 2 Babylonians. 2 Babylonians, there is this cowboy named Jonah, and he decided to build an ark. And so he made an ark out of bulrushes so that he could float his traveling circus across the Dead Sea. And so he built that ark, and they was floating across the Dead Sea, and it was feeding time for the lions. And a storm come up, and the lions couldn't eat him. So they revolted and threw him overboard, and then a great big whale came along and swallowed him up.
Yeah? What else?
Well, he was in the belly of that whale, and he got hungry. And so he went down in there looking around for something to eat, and he found a fiery furnace. And there was three boys down there cooking hot dogs, one by the name of Mo, Larry, and Curly. He was there for 40 days and 40 nights, and the whale got smoke sick and regurgitated him up on the dry land. And then Jehu was driving by in his chariot, and he said, "Howdy, cowboys. I'm on my way to the rodeo. You want a ride?" And they said, "Yee-haw!" And they got on and they rode away, and he drove furiously. The end.
Gabby, that is the most mixed up Bible story I've ever heard. That, where in the world did you learn that?
I learned that from Brother Don. I took his Bible classes.
You did? Gabby, it sounds like you need to go to Bible college to learn something. My goodness, you are all mixed up. Well, listen, it's time to go, or you're going to have to say goodbye to everybody.
Oh, no. Don't say that word.
Gabby, you're going to have to...
Don't say it. I'm scared. I don't want to go. I'm too young to die.
Gabby, there's nothing... It's not a torture chamber.
Yeah, it is. You got monsters on the wall. There's monsters on the wall in that box down there.
No, there's not. That's your life-size picture of Ben that he gave you. And he autographed it and everything because he's going off to the mission field. And so he thought you might want to remember him.
That's what that creature is. Scared me to death. How in the world did he get hooked up with Ashley? Man, she's so pretty. Hey, Ashley, if that old man you got, if he croaks over there, you call me and I'll come rescue you.
Gabby, you are awful. Now listen, say goodbye.
Okay. Adios. Goodbye. See you later.
Are you done?
Yeah, okay. And remember, I'm going to tell you my famous last words. They're so famous that everybody uses
them. Oh, Gabby... Come on.
Okay. Here's my famous last words. Bye.
Gabby, you're goofing.
See you later. Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Where would you like to give a word of testimony?
Well, I get set up on this here guitar.
All right. We live in a day and age where a lot of folks are trying to rewrite the Bible. But it doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. Amen? And that's the truth. That's the best kind of a Bible is a red Bible. Amen? Not just the color red, but I mean R-E-A-D. Amen? A red one. I hope that you read it. Somebody once said things that are different aren't the same. Somebody also said what you do with the Bible will determine what God does with you. And that's so true. Thank the Lord for churches that take a stand on the Bible, the Word of God. We want to sing this song here for you entitled, It's Not New. God's Word hath foretold us of an evil day when the people from the Bible would turn their ears away and be turned unto fables. From the Word of God, we don't need another new truth. Just hold on to what we've got.
It's not new.
It's not new, but it never grows old, and it's all a sinner needs to hear. Save his sinful soul.
It's not new.
It's not new, but its power will make you whole. We don't need another Bible. One we've got, it just needs told.
You can go down to your bookstores, look up at their names. They call themselves a Christian, but the dollar is what they claim. There you'll find assorted Bibles with a dozen different names, but the only one that's genuine is that blessed old King James. It's not new.
It's not new, but it never grows old, and it's all a sinner needs to hear. Save his sinful soul.
It's not new.
It's not new, but its power will make you whole. We don't need another Bible. One we've got, it just needs told. We don't need another Bible. One we've got, it just needs told.
Well, we've got... Okay, thank you. We've got some CDs and some recordings and things that we've made out there on the table. If you're interested, you can stop by and take a look. One of them is called Looking Up When Things Are Down. And that's the only way to look when things are down is up. Amen. One of the songs on that album is the one we're going to sing next. You ought to have a song in your heart. Amen. And music is important. I'm not a traveling salesman, but we do carry some things and some tools with us as we travel on the road that might be a blessing and help to somebody, and having good music. I like to listen to music the people whose lives back up what they sing. Amen. That's what I like. And we've got some CDs back there for children's songs and scripture songs. We got Gabby back there on a cowboy gospel tape carrying on. And our newest ones are Heaven Bound, songs that comfort your heart and encourage you about heaven. And then Looking Up When Things Are Down. And this song we're going to sing, He's in the Midst, as a special song to Loretta. She reached down in her heart and pulled this song out, and we were going through our trial, our tough time in life, and she was going through the wreckage, kicking around, trying to find a pair of shoes to put on, that dark, rainy evening. She pulled this song out of her heart, and she sang it over and over again, and it's a blessing to her. I hope it'll be a blessing to you, entitled He's in the Midst.
He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in His name. He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, He is standing next to you. He's with us now, our Lord. He's in the midst.
As you travel down life's road, He is with you every day. With every step you take, He's walked ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. I'll never be alone, for He is in the midst.
He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in His name. He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, He is standing next to you. He's with us now, our Lord. He's in the midst.
Into the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone.
He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley we walk through, where two or three are gathered in His name. He'll be there too. When you feel so all alone, He is standing next to you. He's with us now, our Lord. He's in the midst. He's with us now. Our